do you know what? There's nothing in for dinner today. Maybe I'll have to go. Susan! Susan! Are you here? Come here! Come here!
What on earth is going on, Judd?
I don't know. It's leaking water, and that's happening. Can you see that?
What is going on?
I have no idea. That's not supposed to do that, is it?
I mean, is that bird meant to be that way, or should it be like sticking out?
I think it should be like this.
Okay.
Oh no, hang on. Hey, that's made it worse.
Ah, Josh, look at the water.
Quick, go get the bucket. Go get them up.
Oh,
my socks are wet.
Josh, what a mess.
Oh my gosh, this is a disaster. Here, I told you there was something wrong with that, and I told you we needed to go and get that thing. And what did you not go and do? You didn't go and get that thing, did you?
Well, I kind of forgot, Josh.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Okay, well, listen. I'd like to help you, Josh, but can't leave this like this.
Oh, come on, we better mop it up. Come
on. I can't help you today, Josh. I have an appointment.
What?
Have an appointment.
With where?
I'm really sorry, I'm gonna have to go. I'm really sorry, and your socks are all wet. Be careful.
Oh, I know my socks are wet.
Don't go around with
I'll wet
socks.
Your socks.
I would like to stay and have this conversation.
Well, come on then, stay and have the conversation.
I'm in a really big rush. Okay, bye. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Susan,
bye.
Come back.
Bye.
Yeah. That means I've got to do all of this on my own.
Right, well, I'm heading over to see my friend Salmon. He's actually from Syria, but he's moved to Austria, and he's a pretty good cook. You never know, we might get to make something. I feel a bit bad about Josh, actually, but he'll be okay, right? Right? So, tell me, Salmon, what are we making here?
Today we are making a lentil soup.
Okay.
A lentil traditional soup is one of the most popular and the most wide used in Syria, because it's the food of poor people.
And tell me about this recipe, Salmon. Is this a recipe you got from a book?
No, this recipe is from what I learned from my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could tell us the name in Syria for lentils. What do you call lentils?
Lentils, we call them nisk.
Nisk?
Yeah.
Okay, and how about garlic?
Garlic, we call them sir.
Okay, sir, and onions?
Onion, we call them pilas. So now, why today we are cooking the lentil soup is because it's a historical food in Syrian culture. And so it's also like a very, it's full of vitamins and it's very like powerful food. So everybody after a long hard working day, so everybody wants like a lentil soup or like as I remember when we were kids, like after a long day, like playing outside at the ground and or football and everything, so at the evening when there is lentil soup, so you are happy about it.
What's that? Oh, that's not supposed to be there. Ooh. Oh dear. Oh, this isn't good. Oh no. No, 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 Amber, come out of there. No, 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 no. Ooh, come here. Oh, don't eat that. No, 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 that's dangerous. Hey, dear. Ooh. Ow, my finger. Ooh, some more water. A fire.
Okay, so here we are. now in the soup?
Yes, they are. You see the water is cooking right now. And so we are almost ready to put to zhuzhi them. So we
to zhuzhi. You better tell the people listening what is a zhuzhi.
Like a zhuzhi is in the regular language in English it's called a blender or a mixer, right?
Correct.
So in our language we call it a zhuzhi.
And you're going to make all of this like a puree kind of, isn't it?
Yeah.
With all of this. It smells so good.
So now you see the water is getting thick.
Yes.
Even we didn't zhuzhi them yet, but we are going to zhuzhi them soon. So now it's kind of like a puree, like it's a thick soup. Mm-hmm. So it's the way it should be. And we are going now to add some curcuma and some black pepper and salt. Yeah, the beef broth is already in there, so this should be. We are good now. We are good to go. Now it's the time like to try.
Okay.
So let's see. Okay. It's very, very good. It tastes as expected. So as I said, with some bread, mm-hmm. you put in your soup and also you put then like a piece of onion on top of it and squeeze some lemon. Mm. Like that. That's the perfect way.
You like lemon flavorings, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's really good.
Yeah.
I never tried it like that before. It's very nice.
Oh, I could really do with Susan's help right now. Oh, Amber, could you mop the floor? Of course you can't do a dog. Oh, ooh, what's that in the back there? If I could just get a bit close. Oh! Oh, my head's stuck. Amber! Amber, can you help?
For hundreds of thousands of years after humans appeared on Earth, the way they got their food hardly changed at all. They lived in small groups, eating whatever they could find from nature. Sometimes they gathered fruits or nuts and seeds. Sometimes the early humans dug up roots and they collected slow-moving animals like tortoises and snails. Sometimes those early humans hunted almost any animal that they could catch, and sometimes they ate very well. But frequently they could be very hungry. And so when the group had eaten all of the food they could find in one place, the group or tribe moved to a new place. Very gradually, over tens of thousands of years, humans' way of catching food improved. Humans developed tools and they began to stay in one place for longer. And one place where this happened first in history was around a grassy region in Iraq, Iran, and Turkey. It's now known as Kurdistan, north of the modern city of Baghdad. Kurdistan is in a class all by itself because, according to all historical evidence, the very first human farms were established here. And of course, once humans began to build farms, the farms grew into villages, the villages grew into cities, and very often those cities grew into great nations. The Kurdish people had their first farms consisting of sheep and edible seeds or plants, especially lentils.
Amber, will you please stop licking my face? It's really not helping right now. There, I think I've done it. Oh, no! Oh, why is that happening? All right, I think I've got it. If we just stay very still, there shouldn't be any problems. I think I'm just going to take a quick.
Is that all it is?
You're on the couch. What's happening?
It's been a long day, Susan.
Ah, Josh. What happened?
Well, you went and then the thing happened and then it got worse and then there was Amber there and oh my gosh, I haven't eaten all day.
What?
Yeah, did you...
Oh, I had a great time.
Did you bring anything?
What? No, I went out. Actually, I had my dinner somewhere else today. So you're all okay. You don't need to cook me anything. Salmon made me my dinner today.
Did you bring me some?
Ah, Josh, wait till I tell you something. Did you know that, like, the Kurds were among the first human beings to ever farm? They were, like, the first farmers. Isn't that, like, amazing? So actually, if you think about it, Josh, the dinner I just had, it was based on one of the oldest crops in the world. It was like a really old, like, historical meal. It was really good, actually. You'd have loved it. You'd have really liked it, Josh.
Yeah, especially as I'm starving after the day I've had, and you had all this old food, and I got what? Not even a peanut.
Are you looking for old food, Josh?
I'll take anything at this point.
I mean, I have last Tuesday's macaroni and cheese in the fridge. That's old food.
You'll get old food.
ekmelli tayne meninna ekmelli hay ekmelli ekmelli tayne meninna ekmelli ekmelli yev yare çutun bahu bistan kavutun ekmelli yev yare çutun bahu bistan kavutun mehyal çavede eyhutun.
Well, I don't want the mouldy mac and cheese that someone left in the fridge for all this time. So I better go on to fanaticplanet.org and find that recipe that Salmon was cooking for you, hadn't I?
Mm-hmm. I think you'll like it. Do you know what?
What?
It's called shorbat. Shorbat, Josh. Go look for it.
Okay.
Online.
I will, because I'm starving.
Ekmel yev yare sene bahu bustan her mene ekmel yev yare sene bahu bustan her mene mehyal çavin yarine mehyal çavin dostine mehyal çavin yarine mehyal çavin dostine hay ekmelli ekmelli tayne meninna ekmelli hay ekmelli ekmelli tayne meninna tayne meninna tayne meninna ekmelli.
Thank you so much to Joshua David Yardy, who produced this podcast and composed the music. You can find out more about Joshua at yardy.composer@gmail.com. My name is Susan Shea, and you can learn a lot more about how children learn. You can check out some fun family travel ideas, and you can celebrate this wonderful world at phoneticplanet.org.